ESPN, they had their NFL execs list out yesterday. Top 10 quarterbacks, that's from the scouts, the execs, and the coaches. It is a blind study. They had their top 10. Baker Mayfield was number 10. A argument ensued over Baker Mayfield and Justin Herbert on ESPN. Here is Kevin Clark and Dan Orlovsky.
Would you rank Baker Mayfield over Justin Herbert?
I would.
Yes.
I would.
He led the NFL in interceptions last year. A lot of the things, because it's Tampa, we don't associate it with an amazing roster.
So you're telling me you would take Herbert over Baker?
I would, yes.
Everyone's going to take Justin because he's 6'6", 250 pounds, and the ball comes off of his hand like a howitzer. But I've watched Baker. I've watched Baker in two different places be awesome. I've watched Baker just be clutch after clutch and make big time throws.
If right now, in some fantasy world, there was a one-for-one swap, Justin Herbert plays in the Tampa Bay Bucks, I would pick Tampa Bay Bucks to win the Super Bowl.
That is audio courtesy of ESPN. Can we talk about Baker Mayfield without it being a total slight and nastiness and bitterness and all that other stuff? Can we do that? Can we do it? Can I say that I respect Baker Mayfield and the career he's rebuilt for himself and also say that he has limitations? Can we do that without any fear or reprisal of being told that we're in our feelings or we're just bitter because he's doing well? Can I do that, please? I know we've had a very emotional time here over the last 3 years. Can I do that, though? Because if you give me permission to do that, I think that those two guys are some of the most arguable guys in this top 10. Because Herbert, and I think that Owen would agree, because I think that Owen was the first one to this, is that Herbert is the most media-protected quarterback in the NFL that I've probably seen in the last decade. But Tim Tebow might be the only one who's a little bit more. I mean, there is nothing Justin Herbert can't do to the media because he is 6'5", and he does have a good, strong arm. Baker Mayfield does have a good, strong arm. But let me tell you this. The reason why you would still take Justin Herbert is because the coach goes, it's easier to work with that frame than it is this frame. That's what a coach would say. Dan Orlovsky played the game at a level that was high. I know that people want to make jokes because he ran out of the back of the end zone, but that's part of it. Dan Orlovsky's an underdog his entire career. He played in the league. Of course he's going to gravitate towards Baker Mayfield. And rightfully so, because Orlovsky was an underdog. And Baker Mayfield seems like the ultimate underdog to everybody. Baker Mayfield has overachieved with his frame. Baker Mayfield has done an exceptional job with the weapons he has with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. But these two are the two of the most arguable guys out there because there's still people looking at him and go, 6 foot, squat, toad, ain't that great. It's like, nah, he's good. I don't know why people say he doesn't have a strong arm. I think those are people that just decide that they're not going to watch football and they're just going to regurgitate something that their friends told
him. His arm is fine.
He's got a good, strong arm. But when it comes to the frame, this is not about hating Baker Mayfield, being bitter about Baker Mayfield, none of it. A coach is going to take Justin Herbert, because Justin Herbert has a want. Justin Herbert fights for his position as well. Justin Herbert wants to lead and wants to play hard. You're going to take 9 out of 10 guys are going to take Justin Herbert because it's easier to work with that than it is to work with this.
I've been waiting for the Justin Herbert to arrive that I've been hearing about forever. And I've probably been,
frankly, me too.
I've been just as guilty of what you just said the media has been doing when it comes to any of the conversation. I've done the same thing. And what did I say last year? Oh, now he's got a coach. Now he's got a real, real coach with, you know, apologies to our Staley friends and family that listen to the show. But he's got Harbaugh. I mean, Harbaugh is a proven, both in college and the NFL, is a proven successful coach. And I thought that when he got him, that was going to be such a game changer. And I almost wonder if Harbaugh looked at him and is like, we got to really protect the football. Because, yeah, he threw 3 interceptions last year. Also only threw 23 touchdowns. He played the whole season. He was healthy. 23 touchdown passes in the year 2025. But that is not a team that is willing and a coach that is willing to put the ball in the hands of the quarterback.
I have a reasoning behind all that, but I don't want to bog it down. Go ahead.
Well, everybody wants to treat him like he's Josh Allen, and he's way more Trevor Lawrence than he is Josh Allen right now.
It's 100% true. Neither of these guys, to me, are top 5. I think that Baker has a reasoning to be top 10. I have my questions about Justin Herbert because, again, I only talk about frame. I only talk about what they offer to the table physically. And Baker, you cannot state, it's part of the reason people love Baker is that he is completely overachieved with what God has given him. with Justin Herbert. We're waiting to see this other side. But coaches are going to want to take 6'4", 6'5", Justin Herbert as a Josh Allen light than they are going to want to take 6 feet tall. It's just the fact of the matter. And you go back to what with Jim Harbaugh is, you know, they put too much. I still thought they put too much on Justin Herbert in Los Angeles to start off his career. Throwing the ball all over the place, putting him in a position to make turnovers, putting him in a position to remember those turnovers, too much. Going forward on fourth down, too much, where Brandon Staley put him in a bad position. See, you always call him the Staley because of the family, so I always want to say, I mean, Brandon Staley would probably go, I did it too much, and I should have learned from that mistake. But I think for Justin Herbert and Jim Harbaugh, they kind of had to go back to basics. Let's turn around, let's hand off the football, let's run ourselves into a possibly a wild card spot, and then we'll build from there. We'll protect him first. And guess what the Tampa Bay Buccaneers did? The same exact thing with Baker Mayfield. That's why they're both in the conversation. You can't compare these guys to any of the top five quarterbacks that we talk about a whole lot. Even Joe Burrow, who hasn't accomplished a whole lot because of the injuries. But these guys are comparable guys. One is overachieving right now with what God has given him. The other one has been an underachiever. And frankly, because of the conversation that surrounded him, because he is so physically gifted, I think guys like us get tired of it. It's like you got to put him up on the scoreboard at some point. And Baker Mayfield, the clutch thing, I still think he gets pretty tight in big
games. We've seen that. We definitely have seen that. But
he does.
There's no doubt like he can be trusted.
A really good job.
He can now be trusted.
Yes.
To be a franchise quarterback, and he had just a dazzling year last year. Now, I don't love Baker, like you said, coming from behind against tougher opponents. That's been a spot that he hasn't really succeeded in. So I do think there's a limitation there. I think there's going to be a ceiling to Baker, but he's way better than I thought he'd be. I mean, I'll give him that without a doubt. He has evolved. By all accounts now, he's been great in the locker room in Tampa. We didn't always hear that.
I wish we had this guy.
He even admits it. But he admits it. This is important. Like, a lot of guys say things and you just wonder if it's lip service. He says that his growth as a man, you know, and as a leader, it's leaps and bounds ahead of where it was when he was in Cleveland.
But no, and the reason why no one wants to listen to any of that at all, what you just said is right, and he's admitted to it, is because the winners write the history. And right now, he's the winner of all this. He gets the people who love him get to write the history, because I think that a lot of people would hear what you're saying about Baker Mayfield and how there was resentment in the locker room. And I think they're going, yeah, the wrong other guys in the locker room. No matter what Baker says about that time, they'll say he had the wrong other guys in the locker room. And at 3-13, it's hard to argue it, is it not? 3-14?
Yeah,
I lose count sometimes.